This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need to know what's happening. It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Back for another edition of In the Huddle. Oh, now you want to tell your friends to subscribe. Now you want to be here after this draft went down and this podcast predicted some of the craziest things that may have ever happened in an NFL draft. Carl Dukes, Jason LaConfora, Baldy will be back with us next week to kind of sum up all the things that happened over the weekend. But Jason, first round last night, we got to talk about our reactions and what we thought. Obviously, we felt like the quarterbacks were going to be a big part of this. And you had said five or more. And then I asked you, I think it was last week or earlier this week, and you said six. And I'll be damned. I mean, all the guys that we talked about, even Bo Nix gets picked. Was that not only what you expected, but also from just the analysis standpoint, I am a little bit shocked. I thought five. I didn't think Bo would go in the first round, but, you know, needs dictated kind of how this shook out, except for the Falcons, which we'll get to.
Yeah, the only thing that surprised me about the quarterback market was that the Giants sat it out. Like, I'm surprised the Giants didn't take. Honestly, my biggest surprise is that J.J. McCarthy didn't go within the top five or six picks. Like, that surprised me. That's how bullish I was on everything else. We've been telling you, and if you read me in the Washington Post, I've been writing since November, Sean Payton has a thing for Bo Nix. Like, will he take him at 12? He certainly could. Could he trade back and still get him? Probably. That doesn't mean that's what he wants to do. He might just grab him at 12. And with five already gone, he grabbed him at 12. So, no, not a surprise. You know, New England staying put and taking a quarterback. We told you. For all the chatter about trades, they're ultimately not going to be blown away, and they're going to take a quarterback. Could have been McCarthy there. They said May's their guy all along. You know, we'll see. I personally would not be surprised at all if McCarthy has a better career than May, especially because McCarthy is going to Minnesota, where they have assembled a lot of talent on offense with an offensive-minded head coach. Versus New England, where the cupboard is really bare. And we'll see about that staff moving forward. You know, Minnesota staff, I think, has established that they can do some things, especially offensively. So no surprises there. What the Giants do, like, I mean, receivers are great. We all love receivers, Carl. Like, they're fun, man.
Right.
But if you don't have the quarterback and you don't have an offensive line, right, and your bell cow running back, who did you overdraft him? Yeah. But was he a big part of your offense? Did he help you stay in some games because you could just check it down to him or hand it off to him 20 times? He's gone. So I don't know, bro. The Giants, man, I mean, how freaking good is that wide receiver going to have to be, like, to justify that pick? And will it be enough to keep Jobs? We'll see. But look, the two biggest storylines of this draft, if you listen to this podcast, you're not surprised. We told you Penix was absolutely in play at eight. And we told you, go to your gambling markets, at least I did, and play my man Latu as the first defensive player off the board. Because Atlanta will go defense at eight, it's not Dallas Turner. I'm telling you, it's Latu.
That's right.
And yeah. Latu will be the first guy gone because people are comfortable with the medicals. And if we're talking about a guy with elite pass rush potential, someone who has the chance to be a difference maker on the edge, he's that guy. He's that guy they're dreaming on more than anybody else. And he will be the first defensive player off the board. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people are talking about shock, all surprise, blown out of the water. It's chalky for me, bro. I mean, I had 28 of the 32 in the first round. Like, you know, I'm not surprised. I told you 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round. Vegas is handing you money. If you don't take that over, there's something wrong with you. They're giving out money on 4.5 quarterbacks. They still haven't raised it to 5.5. Take it. I hope you did. You know, I mean, some of those position matches, Penix to Atlanta, Knicks to Denver. The first three became pretty chalky within a couple days of the draft, but you know, you could make a lot of money listening to this podcast, Carl.
No doubt.
I don't know how much money you make. I don't know how much money you make being a part of it. But
I've been and was on Latu for 6 weeks, right? After discussing his ability with folks, scouts, and people I know, and I was pushing that way over Dallas Turner in Atlanta. Which we're going to talk about the pick in a second here with Penix. But I totally agree with you. And remember, 14 offensive players taken before Latu goes. But Latu goes before Byron Murphy, which I love at Texas. He goes before Dallas Turner. So all that bullshit we heard, Jason, or people were buying into, oh, the neck injury and nobody will draft him. It was crap.
Same thing with Penix, right? Medical red flag. I mean, he had surgery 4 years ago. Like, come on.
Yeah, nobody cared, and ultimately he goes and is the first defensive player off the board. So I'm with you there. The Penix thing, here's the thing, and this is where I think, Jason, a lot of people, and I'm going to talk about this on my show today. We're going to be up at Flowery Branch, and we're going to have the kid on, and we'll talk to the GM and all that stuff. But everybody believes these bullshit mock drafts that they do. And I say this with all due respect. But they don't talk to anybody to know what's really going on, which is why we try to give you what we're hearing. This is what we're hearing. And it's almost like we're giving you hints. We're giving you stuff. We tried to tell you this is a real possibility. And then when it happens, people go, oh, shit, the team screwed up. Not if the team believes that that player is the guy. And this is what this comes down to. So I know a lot of people say this is a reach. Maybe it is. Maybe the kid doesn't see the field for the Falcons in two seasons. Maybe that happens. But Jason, what if? What if Cousins is only good for a season? God forbid, no injury on anybody. What if he does get injured? The Falcons have been in quarterback purgatory for the last 5 years. They knew Matt was declining. Then they went into the whole Deshaun Watson debacle, which they didn't get. Then they traded Matt. And then you had Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder that you were crossing your fingers with. The owner said, screw that. We're not going to do this again. So from that standpoint, I think it's just hard for a lot of people to swallow because they don't see the bigger picture. But I don't think this is a reach. And listen, this team is not a Super Bowl team this year. It's just not. They're going to be better. They should be in the playoffs with better quarterback play. But there are still pieces. And by the way, the draft's not over. So I agree with your assessment about Latu and certainly these quarterbacks. Six taken in the first 15, guys.
Yeah. You know, again, it was happening. If you talk to people who know how to evaluate players and are plugged in, it was always those six going in the first half of the first round.
And by the way,
that was always very, very –
well, let me give you some love because you did way back when, and Jason does write for the Washington Post. You can read his stuff. You were not only writing about it, you were talking about it here, and it was kind of like secondary, right? When you talk, I'm talking about Sean Payton. When you were talking about it, and it was sort of like, yeah, but they want all these other guys, and nobody was really hearing, like, he likes this kid. This is a real possibility.
Who's going to tell him you can't take Bo Nix?
Nobody.
Who? The Walmart heirs are going to be like, we paid you all this money and you can't pick your quarterback?
No.
Like, if you think he's good at 12, he's going, guess what? He's going at 12. If you can trade back and get him, great. If you don't want to take the risk, who's going to tell him no? You know, look, as the Falcon fans being skeptical, I get it. Because they, you just laid a lot of it out. They also didn't bother to pick up a phone call and call Lamar Jackson and find out, would you give us a hometown discount over Baltimore? Like, are you really that ready to get as ready as you say you are to get out of there? Because, you know what I mean? Like, he was into the proposition. And, you know, the whole Mike Vick and what he did there and 2.0, like, he was waiting on a call that never came. So you can add that to the list of quarterback F-ups over the last 6 years. So I get it. And did they have to get Cousins to do this? No. And is it incongruous in a lot of ways? Yeah. But to your larger point, it doesn't mean it can't work. And look, could they trade Kirk Cousins next February at the combine? Sure. Sure. Now, is it going to turn out to be a trade from a position of strength? You know, are they going to have to eat some of the contract? There's a lot we don't know. But, like, they're not bound long-term to Kirk Cousins.
No.
Should they have messaged this a little better with his agent?
Well.
Yeah. And his agent is a level-headed guy. I think very highly of Mike McCartney. Like, he's a guy you can work with. Like, he's not fire and brimstone. He doesn't need his name out there all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't going to run with the media and leak it to everybody and turn people against you. Like, I think they could have – they missed the human element in this, which happens. But look, I'll make you this bet. I'll bet you that 5 years from now, the team that's most pissed off about where Penix went is not the Atlanta Falcons. It's the New York football Giants for not having taken him.
So to your point, Jason, the Falcons technically, really, this is a two-year deal. And to your point, there are other options that might play out. And I want to address the human element real quick, because, listen, we are – sometimes we can be ruthless in our conversations and our takes about certain things and the way things are in the world of sports. But the reality is this. And I like Cousins. I think he's going to be good here. He's already embraced the community and doing all these things. And we're talking about Michael Penix being taken at 8. One of the big shockers that happened last night. And as Jason said, maybe you're shocked that 6 quarterbacks went top, you know, 1, 2, 3. We're now people are comparing this to 83 draft and all the quarterbacks and all that. But this is a business. I'm paying Kirk Cousins $45 million this year and next year. And as the human element plays out, and you're right, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like this was the way to handle it. But hell, Green Bay didn't tell Aaron Rodgers they were drafting Jordan Love either.
Now that turned out to be a problem.
It did. But it also motivated.
In hindsight, Carl, they might want to have played that a little differently.
But it motivated Rodgers. He ends up winning 2 more MVPs. I mean, like, I get it. But at the end of the day, Jason, here's the deal. We love our jobs. We love what we do. Jason, they're not going to tell us when they're moving on from us.
Oh, no.
You know, so from the NFL standpoint, for everybody that's in your fields, I'm sorry. Give me $45 million over the next 2 years. Draft whoever the hell you want. I got to go out and play. I got to do what I've got to do. I mean, like, at the end of the day, that's kind of what this is.
It's a business. Absolutely.
That whole notion, like, well, they didn't tell him. It was in the moment. Like, you're trying to do what you need to do. And I think as that played out and they went, the kid is there. Okay, we want him. Let's let Kirk know and keep it moving. And I think a lot of people are going to play that as if, oh, the Falcons screwed Kirk Cousins. Dude, they're giving him $100 million, guaranteed. So I don't know if that's screwing him. I just think the pleasantries of, hey, we want to make sure that you understand what we're doing here. I totally get it. It's in the huddle, guys. Subscribe, like us. We're kind of recapping just round one. We're going to do a full recap because the draft is not over. We've got more stuff that's going to happen tonight and tomorrow. And these teams will shake out a little bit differently. And maybe some of this stuff will look differently. But I'm with you on the Giants and Michael Penix. And by the way, the rumor was the Saints were also interested in going after the kid. Seattle wanted him. So this is not a reach in many people's estimation because, Jason, you mentioned it. We said it. He is on a lot of teams' boards.
If the Raiders took him at 13, we'd be saying,
great.
Maybe they find, like, maybe finally they're out of, like, no man's land, right?
Yeah.
Been saying. Again, that's another team. Should they have moved up to 5, 6, 7, done whatever they could. I think they should have.
I do too.
We'll find out. You know, they took a tight end. That to me is a great pick if you've got everything else in place. Like if you built up a real infrastructure, then you have the luxury of just taking a position, whatever you want to, because he's not really a tight end. Whatever. Offensive weapon, player X, whatever you like. Yeah, like he's a great player. I think he'll be a difference maker in the right position at the next level. But if your offensive line's in flux and you lost your every down running back, it was a huge part of your offense, and you're really unsettled at quarterback, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a long-term play, and they should be making long-term plays, but in a generational quarterback draft, potential.
Yeah.
They sat on their hands for Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. They might take Spencer Rattler, but I mean, whatever. Like, we'll see. Right. The odds of the Raiders being the team that gets him to become what he could possibly be, I don't know. I don't think they're that franchise, but we'll find out.
One other thing I want to mention, we had talked about the Chiefs, and then they move up, right? They move up a little bit at 24. They're what, 28? Yeah.
28.
And then you'll get Xavier Worthy from Texas. Now, I'm a Texas guy, so I'm loving the pick. But I'll be damned. Like, you win, you know what I mean? You there's just no fall off. This kid is going to fit perfectly with what they already have. And now you have another guy to take the top off the defense and scare the hell out of you with Patrick Mahomes, who already scares the hell out of you. And I only mentioned that, Jason, because we're talking about all these other teams. I thought the Lions pick with Terrion Arnold was a great pick for them.
Yes.
But the teams that are really good right now, in our estimation, I just feel like they got better. I feel like the Lions pick was good. I feel like the Chiefs pick. And even earlier in the teens here, in Philadelphia with the corner. Yeah. I mean, Howie does it again. It's like he doesn't miss on these kinds of things. So there was a lot to be said about this first round. But, yeah, those things really jumped out at me as well.
Well, in Buffalo, obviously everyone's looking at the Mahomes trade and where Kansas City moved, and that was with Buffalo. And now Mahomes has kept Buffalo under his thumb. And we all know that Buffalo needs wide receivers after the Diggs situation finally came to its end. And yet they trade out of that position, and Andy Reid goes up and gets a twitched-up speed merchant who fits perfectly with what they do. You've got Jerick McKinnon kind of at the end of his career. Like, people are like, oh, Hollywood Brown. They're renting Hollywood for 1 year. Hollywood's always hurt. Like, Hollywood's a different version of, you know, Kadarius Toney, right? They're buying low on a first-round flyer.
He's always hurt. Right.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, if he's not hurt, then his feelings are hurt. It's never quite right with Hollywood Brown. So that was never going to stop them from doing this. And it told you what they thought of the player. Not, you know, could he have been there at 32? He might have been, but they weren't going to let San Francisco get. They weren't going to take the chance. Now, Buffalo has more needs than wide receiver. So people who are killing Brandon Bean because he didn't take this receiver there and Andy Reid got him. Like, he's lost corners. Like, he needs pass rush. He needs safeties. Like, they need volume at Buffalo, like, for the first time in a while. So I get it. And he might get – you're a Texas guy. He might get the other Texas receiver Friday night, right? It might be Mitchell Friday night. And he's saying, hey, I picked up, you know, potential starters along the way with these extra picks. And we still got the guy with size that we're really comfortable with. So I would say let's let it play out before we, you know, go crazy in Western New York. But boy, if Xavier Worthy is a player, then yeah, you're gonna, like, they'll be talking about that at the Anchor Bar for a long time. Like, can you believe they got us again?
Yeah. One other thing, because Harbaugh is back in the league, we said it. It's simple. He wants
always
to be physical and tough.
This Latham thing, like that whole Latham, like all of a sudden it's Latham. It was Joel, all the way through. It was always Joel. He was in love with the Notre Dame tackle. Like that was, I mean, he's the number one tackle, and Harbaugh's going to take a tackle.
It was easy. Yeah, I just that one, like, to me, out of all the things outside of maybe four with the Cardinals who didn't screw it up, they took Marvin Harrison, great. But that was like the easiest pick because you know what he wants to do and the kid was there. Guys, we're not done. We're going to take in the second and third and fourth and today and tomorrow and all the rounds. And then we're coming back next week and we will have a more clearer picture, a much more clearer picture of the teams, their picks, and how these classes look. I don't want to rush to judgment and tell you that all these picks suck or they're all great. We don't know yet, right? All we know is fit and a team really liked the guy. And so they picked him. But Jason, we're coming back. Baldy's going to join us next week. So enjoy the draft, but we wanted to give you just a little bit of that first round because it was fun. It was fun. It was a little bit crazy. But to Jason's point, if you watch or subscribe to this podcast, this was said on this podcast. And I don't think you got it anywhere else. Matter of fact, I know you didn't because everybody around the country is like, what the hell? And we were laughing last night. So this is why you should subscribe and tell your friends. It's in the huddle pod. Watch us on YouTube. Jason, man, enjoy the day. All draft.
Have a great weekend, brother.
You too, my man.
Happy ratings. Happy ratings in the ACL, brother. You got a quarterback controversy in April. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's the best. Take care.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.